T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dave Leventhal joining us live this morning, senior Washington correspondent for Business Insider. And I'm just thinking, Dave, that you are usually here this week. And I mean here as in usually in the studio for Thanksgiving, for the turkey trot, for the world's largest disco.
I was almost hoping you were not going to bring that up, Susan, because you're breaking my heart here. This will be the first Thanksgiving I haven't been in Buffalo in my entire life, and we're now going on 40 some years here, so it's really sad. We're going to do the best that we can to have a great Thanksgiving, but not going to lie to you that it's not going to be the same by a long shot.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, I know it's going to be heartbreaking, but why don't we dive even further into that? What are you going to miss the most? Is it the world's largest disco? Is it the Bills home game?
All of the above, and throw in the turkey trot and being with my friends and my family and the whole nine yards. We make a whole week out of Thanksgiving, a week plus if you want to get technical. And so for that not to be happening this time around, it's pretty sad, but, woe is me. I mean, this is happening all over the country in so many ways, and I know so many other Buffalonians who live here in Washington, D.C. or other places around the country who see this as their favorite week of the year too, so they're also staying put and not coming back. So everyone's having to make a sacrifice, but it's the right thing to do. It's the responsible thing to do, even if it's something that definitely does not feel right in any way, shape, or form.
Well, you know, at least Washington seems like a lot of fun right now.
If you're a masochist, yes, absolutely, or a journalist for that matter. But yeah, Washington D.C. is a pretty strange place these days, to say the least. I have a feeling you might have a couple of questions about that, Brian.
Well, how did you read the president's tweet yesterday acknowledging the president-elect?
Well, the game is up. There's really no effective legal pathway that he has going forward. He's getting now pressure from all corners of the Republican Party, who are very concerned about the longer this goes without President Trump at least acknowledging that a transition in a formal way, in a technical way, can begin. And there's a couple concerns here. Number one is a concern over national security, that the longer that this goes on, it can be destabilizing in a way that could cause foreign actors to begin to really cause trouble even to a greater degree than they already typically do. There's also a runoff election in Georgia, and that is going to determine the balance of power in the U.S. Senate, which is absolutely critical to the Republican Party and will basically mean the difference between this country going one way or another come January if Republicans or Democrats have control of the Senate. So the longer the president, for example, in Georgia, casts dispersion and puts a cloud over the vote in that particular state, it's going to be very difficult to motivate Republicans to go to the polls if they think that there's no point to going to the polls because the election is rigged. So there are definitely some competing priorities there. Although the president, although he's allowed this to go forward and the GSA, a government agency here in D.C., to proceed for the Biden transition process, the president is still not conceded. He's still going forward with legal challenges, but basically all the legal challenges of any stature have been knocked down at this point, and there just doesn't seem to be much left to do at this point in that regard.
You know, I'm wondering, to that point that you made of getting people out to the polls, is it harder to get people to vote if you're kind of undermining confidence in the entire election process? Can that be quantified in any way? Do we know that is a reality that is going to happen, you know, come whether it's a runoff or in future elections. I'm wondering if there's any way that we can, you know, besides having an actual election, see if there's proof to that.
And I'm sure political scientists from now until a decade from now are going to be studying that very question. I think it's very difficult to quantify in the moment, but I can tell you I have talked to more Republican operatives and politicos over the past couple of weeks who are just scared out of their mind about Georgia, and they are scared that the president has done damage to the two Republican candidates there, that there are going to be voters in Georgia who are not going to be confident to go and just cast their vote, that they think that the fix is already in, so why bother? And what does that mean? Well, that means that Democrats might vote in droves and Republicans might stay home, which is going to be a massive, massive problem for Republicans. So it's this, you know, competing priority of the president trying to still hang on to being president of the United States, and Republicans in the Senate trying to win the Senate and retain their majority there. If they lose both of those seats, they will lose their majority. If they get one of those seats, they will retain their majority, and that is a massive, massive difference, given that the Democrats already are going to control the White House and the U.S. House. The Democrats could get a clean sweep here if Republicans don't hold strong in Georgia.
Dave, it's Turkey Day at the White House. What are we in for?
It is Turkey Day. The president is going to at least theoretically pardon the turkey. I've had some jokers talk to me about, well, hey, maybe the president's just going to, you know, execute the turkey or just forget to do it. I don't think that's going to happen. But, yeah, we're going to have that very odd, silly, cheeky, ceremonial pardoning of the turkey today. But the president 2 years ago talked about how, you know, when he was pardoning the turkey named Carrots 2 years ago, about how the carrot, the turkey, he won a recount got a recount, and that's why he was the turkey. We'll see if the president makes light of the situation at all with the backdrop of Thanksgiving. But yeah, that's something to tune into and watch. There may be a little bit of comedy, and there may be a little bit of drama too.
All right. Hey, Dave, we miss you.
I miss you guys, too.
All right. We'll talk again very soon. That's Dave Leventhal, Senior Washington Correspondent for Business Insider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.